evaluation process throughout the draft has certainly been impressive. They hit on both picks from last season. And it looks like we're going to be joined by head coach Gary Kubiak right now. Here he's coming in right now, and we'll go ahead and give him the microphone here. Coach, that one's for you.
Okay.
We'll trade microphones here. But, Coach, has it sunk in now, 2 weeks removed from the Super Bowl?
Well, I tell you what, it kind of sunk in a while ago just walking over here, you know, going through the hallways of the stadium here and seeing all the coaches around the league and guys congratulating. You know, it's a great feeling. But, no, it's a quick turnaround, and now it's time to get better as a football team, come in here and evaluate some young guys.
Coach, you talked a lot about the youth of the roster and how encouraged you were by guys like Max Garcia in this process last year. What did he do specifically to show you that he's got a great football IQ? Because it seems like it really translated this year on the field.
Yeah, well, we talked to Max when we were here, and he was very impressive. Then we brought him back to Denver, actually, for a personal visit and spent some more time with him. But the point I was trying to make in the media session, they ask about making it difficult to evaluate spread-type players and linemen. And it can be a little bit more difficult, but when you start talking to a guy, he talks about technique, he talks about scheme, he was a center, he identified fronts. You knew you were dealing with a very bright young man who was going to make up some ground real quick, so that was my point.
Now, speaking of young guys, you mentioned Cimbrello and how he's going to be ready for OTAs. Cimbrello, Jeff Heuermann coming off the ACL, where do they stand and what do you expect from them this year?
Well, Ty will be ready to go. Ty should be ready for OTAs. He's doing really well. Jeff is doing great. I mean, Jeff could have probably actually even played at the end of the year. That's how much progress he made. So, you know, two good young players that we went without this year, and to be able to line up here in a couple of months and go back to work with him, you know, it's a great feeling as a coach.
Obviously, the quarterback situation is a little bit fluid right now with Peyton's decision. But talking about Brock Osweiler, how much progress did you see him make in those seven games he started?
Oh, he made great progress. I mean, what a tough position to get put in. We're a really good football team. Our starter's injured. Brock gets thrown in the fire for 7 weeks, and boy, did he play well. And he had a big hand in what took place with our football team this year. So he's got a bright future. He's a great young man. He works really hard. He loves to play. He loves being in Denver. So, we'll see. We've got to go through the process here, but Brock's done his part.
Guys like Bradley Roby, Shane Rayett played a big role, Matt Paradis, all guys who have come through the draft. How encouraged are you by their progress, and how encouraged are you the fact that they're having such great careers so far early on that, you know, this scouting department for the Broncos has really done a great job the last couple seasons?
Yeah, it really has done a great job. We've actually lost a couple guys here recently, you know, so that tells you how good a job they've been doing. But, they do a really good job of prepping us as coaches as we come to Indy, giving us all the information, talking to us about the play, giving us a good head start on these guys. And, our draft process is as good as I've ever been around. And John and Matt do an excellent job on it. When it comes time to pull the trigger, they know what they want to do, and they know what type of player they want on the Bronco football team.
Beyond Osweiler, Trevor Siemian, he also was part of the development. How do you feel he came along, and might he be ready to push for some
playtime? Yeah, not many guys ask about him, poor Trevor, but I think he has a bright future. Trevor has a big-time NFL arm, I can tell you that. It's going to be about all the intangibles, the leadership, on the field, the things that he hasn't had as much experience with due to some injuries in college and having to make up some time this year. But this will be a big offseason for Trevor. He has all the tools to be a good player, but now it's going to be up to Trevor to push all the right buttons.
Over the next 4 days, of course, you'll be going through a lot of meetings, a lot of interviews. What kind of things do you want to see from these guys when you're talking with them one-on-one?
You know, I like when I talk to guys, one of the questions I ask all of them is, what are your expectations for your first year in the NFL? And it's interesting, you know. I mean, you talk to a kid who says, I plan on starting. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, our job as coaches nowadays, since there is a lot of turnover in our league, is how quick can you teach? How quick can you get a young guy to participate and help your football team? So that's really what I'm most interested in. I'll see their talent. We'll evaluate that. But I want to know how hungry a kid is to play.
Finding ways to win, you said, was so crucial as far as, you know, down the stretch in the playoffs and during the end of the season. Are there certain things that you can point to or look at the end of the season that, you know, pointed to the success that you guys might have in the playoffs as far as those close wins?
Well, I think there's three key factors that took place late in the season. Obviously, we played great defense all year long. Our special teams were really, really good the last 7 or 8 weeks. And offensively, the thing we did, we quit turning the ball over. We were struggling in some areas and stuff, but we quit hurting ourselves. And, you know, that made us tough to beat down the stretch because we were in close games. We weren't helping people. And our defense is out there doing just one heck of a job. So I think those things added up to us finding ways to win close games.
And not turning the ball over was key. And when you look at the offense as a whole going forward, obviously it wasn't what you wanted for most of the season, but is it kind of in a good spot to where you can say, okay, there's a lot of positive that we can get going forward. There's all, you know, we can pretty much go up from here, especially.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you what, there were a lot of positives. If you go back, and I want to say from like week 8 or 9 to about the last week of the season, we moved from like 28th to, I think we finished 16th or 17th. So there was a big move in there where there were a lot of good things going on. Now we got to get better. But we got a lot of good young pieces. We understand that. A second year in the system. We had a lot of different things going on this year. But I'm very confident. I think our coaches do a great job, and I'm very confident that we can continue to make our offense better and our football team better.
On the defensive side, I'll let you out of here on this one. Von Miller clearly,
you guys are tough, man.
Von Miller clearly took over those last two games there. How important is it in the NFL today to be able to have a pass rusher like that? And is that a position maybe you look at every year in the draft?
I would answer that yes. It's so important, but I think the key, and Von will be the first one to tell you, as great a player as you can be in this league, if you don't have somebody balancing things up, it's hard on you because people can load up on you and stuff. We had a pretty good one on the other side too, you know. So I think Von benefited from our entire defense, but he's a great player. If you can't get to the quarterback in this league, it's going to be tough, and we were able to get there this year a great deal.
Okay, well, thank you very much
for joining us, Coach.